farms hit by drought suffer more than just crop losses? Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Drought is a fact of life in agriculture. Aksha Melkani is an economist who works with the Daugherty Water for Food Global Institute at the University of Nebraska. She was a guest in a recent episode of the Nebraska on Top podcast from the Middle Republican Natural Resource District in South Central Nebraska.
First of all, it's very straightforward to think that a drought may have an impact on crop yields and so may impact the farmer due to a loss in their crop yields and so their revenue, right? But the other way of thinking about it could be that farmers may adapt to drought by adopting more irrigation or by changing their crop choice.
Melkani says drought presents an additional economic challenge to farmers where water use regulations come into play.
Irrigated farms don't seem to have any change following a groundwater regulation, be it well moratorium or water allocations. They don't seem to change in land value. But non-irrigated farms, dryland farms, well moratorium placed on them, I found a 9% decrease in their land values. I'm still trying to explore what's going on there. So that's a work in progress.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.